Hello and welcome to Signal Over Noise. I'm Ulrike Hoffmann-Borchardi, CIO for the Americas and Global Head of Equities for UBS Wealth Management. Let's break down the signals in the most consequential Fed debut in nearly two decades. What happened? How the markets reacted? And where to go from here? Fed Chair Kevin Warsh's first policy meeting resulted in a unanimous decision to hold interest rates steady at 3.5 to 3.75%. Gone is the easing bias and the explicit clues about where rates are going next. Instead, Warsh opted for a skinny statement reminiscent of Alan Greenspan's Fed in the 1990s, where the central bank simply provides the facts and leaves investors to guess the rest. Perhaps the most talked about move? Warsh abstained from submitting his own forecast to the Fed's quarterly dot plot. He has long been a vocal skeptic of rigid forward guidance, viewing it as a trap that limits policy flexibility. During his 40-minute press conference, he repeatedly stressed price stability to emphasize his resolve to tame still elevated inflation. He pushed back against the idea that monetary policy was particularly tight, noting the remarkably buoyant state of the broader financial markets. He also used the press conference to announce five new internal task forces to audit everything from the Fed's reliance on data to the economic impacts of AI. So how did the market react? The policy-sensitive two-year Treasury yield surged by 16 basis points on Wednesday, hitting a 16-month high of roughly 4.2%. It marked the largest single-day advance on a Fed meeting day since March 2008. Investors now priced in a higher than 50% probability of a September rate hike this year. In contrast to the short end, long-dated yields remained comparatively stable or declined, a so-called bear flattening of the curve. The 10-year Treasury yield rose modestly to roughly 4.5%. The 30-year bond yield actually dipped. And the 230s yield spread compressed immediately after Warsh's press conference. So where to go from here? Warsh proved to be hawkish not only on rates, but most importantly on the Fed's institutional credibility. This is both short and long-term positive for the US dollar. The bear flattening of the curve proves the market is bracing for higher borrowing costs in the short term. It also signals that tighter policy today will slow down the economy in the future. We still expect the next move of the Fed to be an interest rate cut, albeit only in 2027. Then we see a combination of fading fiscal stimulus and lower consumer spending to weigh on economic growth. For equities, bear flatteners tend to be positive in the short term, while pointing to risk of an economic and equity market decline further out. This was the case for the bear flatteners in 1999, 2006, and 2017, where the US equity market remained resilient for another 9 to 18 months. We similarly see further upside for US equities into year-end, supported by strong economic and earnings growth. With this, stay well and stay ahead.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/working with us. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.